Hey, this is Keaton. How can I help you?
Hey, Keaton, Rob Ingram. How's it going, man?
Oh, Robert, how you doing, man? I'm good.
Yeah, I see you in Chicago. You get my text?
I did get your text, and that's why I was calling you up, just to kind of explain it, man. I'm sorry to hear about Katrina. I hope she's doing all right.
Yeah, she has some treatments and stuff, so yeah, it's starting to break up in her a little bit, right? She got bad asthma to begin with, man.
That doesn't help.
Nope.
I got you, man. Well, yeah, man, I was just reaching out to let you know I'm sorry if you're getting annoyed by all those emails that are blowing you up.
No, not at all. Like the first one is Katrina had it up one time. It was a good bit of information where you'd put the offering price and all that in, but I can't find that again, man. I see you sent me a couple more, so I'll take a look at them
Yeah.
and try to get with Trina here in just a little bit
So that's all the
and
same. It's all the same document. It's just an automated email that just, it's like a friendly reminder letting you know that we've sent you an email. It's the same
yeah.
exact document that you viewed with Katrina. It's just letting you know that it wasn't signed. And that was only valid last week when I sent it out to you guys.
Yeah.
So,
Okay. So one thing I'm trying to understand the signing thing here, man. I really don't. What exactly am I signing? You know, because
That's a great,
I'm,
great question. That's a great question.
yeah, I will be signing
Yeah.
something. I know what I'm signing.
I definitely want you to understand what you're signing before you just throw your name anywhere.
Right. Yeah.
So that's our purchase agreement. So after you read through the papers, I mean, did you get to the point where you could see the purchase agreement where you can see how much we're buying the house for and
Yeah, I seen that one time. Then I tried to look through them again myself, but I never could get that far, I guess you would say. I couldn't find that part.
Okay, so if I could get
So,
you to that part, that's the biggest part.
it's like, man, I got a couple new ones that I seen that you sent maybe today, maybe yesterday. I'm not sure. But let me look through that and see what I can find, and then
Okay.
I'll get Katrina up here in a little bit, and we'll both look at it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And
All right, and I'll be back in touch.
like I was saying, those reminders that I was sending you, that was for the paperwork that expired last week. So if you guys, whenever you and Katrina are ready to sign, I can send you the same exact document, but it would just be updated.
Okay.
It would be a valid paperwork that would be available for you guys to sign. Were you guys trying to do that today, or would you
Or no, it won't. Well, yeah, possibly. I don't know. I just took her a good hot cup of coffee up. Let her drink that, man, and see if she can't get, feeling a little better. I mean, she's wheezing so bad she can't even hardly talk. So,
Oh man. Yeah.
basically, I need her input on it, man.
Dude, my mom has asthma, so I understand like when a little chest cold can really affect how they're breathing.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Exactly. All right, so that's where I'm at, man. Give me the rest of the day, probably, and I'll be back in touch.
Okay. All right.
All
And
right.
what I'd like to do is I'll leave it open because last time I sent y'all some paperwork, it was only valid for that one day. Maybe it makes more sense if I left it open for multiple days, so then you guys,
Yeah.
can
Yeah.
view it.
Absolutely do that. Right.
Okay, I can do that after I hang up with you. I can send you an updated form.
Okay then, man. All right. Thanks a lot.
Yes, sir. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.